Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The infamous Albert Pike letter to Mazzini, known as the Illuminati Plan for Three World Wars, was allegedly written by Albert Pike in 1871. The letter outlines a plan to foment three world wars in an attempt to take over the world. It is claimed that the letter was on display in the British Museum Library until 1977, but the British Museum denies this claim. Some suggest that the use of the word Nazism in 1871 proves that the letter is a fraud, and others say the same about Zionism. But Zionism existed back then. Zionism was made official in the late 1800s as a non-religious nationalist movement arguing that the Bible was proof that Jews had a lawful claim to the land of Palestine, an area that was currently inhabited by a population that has lived there relatively peacefully for centuries. Around the alleged writing of this Albert Pike letter, Jews began immigrating to Palestine with the intention of someday creating a state of Israel, which did not happen until 1948, after World War II and the creation of the United Nations. Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be. The Illuminati plan for three world wars. The first world war must be brought about in order to overthrow the czars in Russia and make that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. After the war, communism will be used to destroy other governments and weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and political Zionism is strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to balance Christendom, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Whoever wrote this letter had the vision to see where this is all going. By manipulating our beliefs and emotions, mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle to the slaughter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yet again, humanity is being thrown into a state of perpetual war, whether it's the meat grinder in Ukraine or now the meat grinder in the Middle East. I'm really not sure where to begin. I've got all kinds of news here. Should we begin with the fake news, the false flags? You know, yesterday I did a whole segment on the babies in incubators hoax that led us into the Gulf War and how all the media went along with it and the U.S. politicians went along with it. And then that was all over Twitter last night. That's why this transmission is important. And now you have politicians like Lindsey Graham saying, we, the United States, are in a holy war. That's odd. I thought this was a Christian nation in the West. I thought this was the United States of America. Now, I'm going to show you how this war has been brought to our streets. And it's unfortunate because you could argue we've done this to ourselves. But now you have pro-Israel protests, you have pro-Palestine protests, they're facing off in the streets, they're making threats, genocidal rhetoric, and you know, they all have one thing in common, and you know what that one thing is? They all are saying this from the safety of the Christian nation of the United States of America. Whether they're pro-Palestine or pro-Israel, talking about their holy war on the other side of the planet that they fled, they're all saying these things from the Christian nation of the United States of America. But it's funny because I don't hear any gratefulness. I don't hear anybody thanking the United States of America for allowing them to come here and live in peace and prosperity. Isn't that amazing? The Christian nation of the United States of America that opened its arms to the world, and now we have your holy wars on our home soil. Hey, that's great. We've got free speech here. You go out in the streets, you're pro-Israel. You go out in the streets, you're pro-Palestine. You have the safety and the comfort to say that from the Christian nation of the United States of America. And it seems you're taking it for granted. as I suppose we all have, as you call for your holy war now, that you fled to the Christian nation of the United States of America, you now want that here. And that's now supposed to be our problem. And the nation that you fled to avoid that, to get peace and prosperity, is now going to be engulfed in the very thing that you fled? How ironic. But I guess the same could be said for communism and socialism. All the people from all around the planet fleeing communism, fleeing socialism, and then they come here, and what do? Now we have communism and socialism here. They flee their countries to avoid political persecution, oppression, political incarceration, and now what do we get? We get that right here. So I'm going to be covering all the latest when it comes to what's going on in Israel, what's going on in the Gaza Strip, the responses from all around the world, the responses from right here in the United States of America. We'll ask the questions that nobody else will ask. But again, I didn't see anybody talking about the babies in incubators hoax from the 1990 Gulf War propaganda until we covered it right here on the Alex Jones Show yesterday. And now that realigned many people's vision. And that's important. And that's important. And it's funny how today now, because the movement of the news cycle is a lot faster these days with the internet and our advanced communications. So now when hoaxes happen, we can pretty much figure it out pretty quickly. We also covered the 2019 hoax, where they were showing you footage. They were showing you footage from a Kentucky gun range. People going out at a Kentucky gun range and firing guns. And then they edited that, and they tried to make it look like it was in Syria and the Assad regime killing citizens in Syria. It was footage from Kentucky. And then last night, as I knew it would eventually come out, just like the image of the kids in cages, and they said, oh, look what Hamas is doing to Jewish children. That was a video from a different part of the world, a different year. It's really, there's a debate what part of the world it was from, but it is definitely not from Hamas capturing Israeli children. So that was fake. A bunch of politicians shared that. A bunch of media members shared that. Then there was a video yesterday of some people in a room laying down, getting shot up while they're laying on the ground, bleeding out. That video was confirmed from 2019. A bunch of politicians shared that. A bunch of members of the media shared that, saying, look at what Hamas is doing to Israeli citizens. Wasn't true. Totally fake. War propaganda. And there's more of it. We're going to tell you the other war propaganda that's going on. Yeah, there was the Kentucky gun range video. They said, look at what Assad is doing in Syria. This must be stopped. Literally a show at a gun range in Kentucky. Americans having fun. But don't ever underestimate what the media, don't ever underestimate what the politicians will do to manipulate your emotions and deceive you into supporting a war. Now, look, people can pick sides. I don't have a side in this fight. I'm an American citizen, and I support people's free speech to pick a side in this, and that's fine. But I got to tell you, this has been one of those experiences for me, because I actually do have a neutral mind. I actually do have an open mind. I can genuinely say that. I'm not controlled by anybody. And this has been one of those eye-opening experiences for me in the media where I'm just monitoring things and I can just see the brainwashing and the power of mind control. And it is shocking. It is shocking. It's been one of those experiences for me that is really going to, it's really sit in. It really solidifies my understanding of how the world works, how propaganda works, war propaganda, media propaganda, brainwashing, mind control. But just to witness how easy it is to manipulate people that I respect, that I know are smart. But even to see them get manipulated by war propaganda. Now, we've got a huge interview today. I'm very excited about this because I, quite frankly, I admire this man, but I consider him a friend. And that's Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower, who was part of Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Police State, that is coming out, ironically enough, the day I turn myself into jail. So the day I go to jail for being a political prisoner, a speech prisoner, is the day Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Police State, drops. Talk about incredible timing. Kyle Serafin going to be in studio for the third hour to talk about that, and we can get into anything else that he wants to get into as well. But with what's going on in Israel and the Gaza Strip, I understand it's a very emotionally driven situation, the devastation, the atrocities, I get it. But let's not forget we got problems right here in our own backyards, folks. Let's not forget that under the Biden administration, our economy is collapsing, our border is wide open, and we have political prisoners rotting in jail. So let's just remember that today on this October 11th transmission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. for your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Conversation with the crew here in the break, and it's refreshing. It solidifies more of what I've seen because they pay attention. They pay attention and watch the news and have informed opinions as well. And here's the thing: we're all open-minded here. We are not under any mind control. I mean, folks, like I got to tell you, it's stunning to me. Again, when you watch the response to news like this. How many people that really think they're free of mind, and then you see the response to stuff like this, and you realize they're still on the same hamster wheel. Their mind is still shackled. It might be less shackled. It might have more slack than others out there. But no, it's a hard thing to explain to an audience of millions of people. And I get all kinds of backlash, especially with heavy news like this, from listeners saying, hey, why didn't you cover this? Why didn't you cover this? Hey, you should have said this. You should have said this. Hey, but you should be on this side because of this. You should be on this side because of this. Folks, I am truly neutral-minded. Truly. I am truly an independent member of the media. There are not many people that can say that. We are truly independent. The only people we answer to is you in the audience. That's it. That's it. I've talked to Alex maybe twice this week. And by the way, you'll be seeing what Alex Jones has been up to very soon, maybe by the end of today. Very exciting stuff. I'll leave it at that. And we may be able to break that news by the end of the day, but just stay tuned. What Alex has been up to, very exciting stuff. It's going to be groundbreaking even. But to watch the clearly one-sided, slanted news coverage of all of this and watch people eat it up has been stunning. Now, maybe part of my thing is I'm not a religious fanatic. Because a lot of this is just religious fanaticism, quite frankly. I mean, 90% of this is just religious fanaticism. So if you're not a religious fanatic, then maybe you're able to rise above it. But even Christians are saying, no, we've got to bomb Gaza. We've got to take them all out. I'm a Christian American. I don't want anything to do with this. And I'm amazed that that's not the popular opinion, that that's not the majority opinion. But maybe it is. It's just not reflected in the propaganda media and in the brain-controlled population. But how can I sit here and watch one side of this war get humanized and the other side of the war, when they die, it's celebrated? So when people die over here on this side, it's a tragedy, it's the worst thing ever, and it gets humanized. And then when the people die over here on this side, it's celebrated. That's just the fact. Almost everywhere I turn, that's what's going on. And yeah, innocent people are dying on both sides. And I guess I would, because how do I even get into this news? How do you even penetrate into this news with a story that's really more emotionally driven and religiously driven than anything else? I guess I would say it like this. So the official story is that the Iron Dome was hacked and it was not working, and the massive security state that the nation of Israel has was hacked and shut down and not effective when Hamas penetrated their system and murdered all the innocent Israelis. That's the official story. And then I'm told that the Israeli forces are bombing Gaza, and they say it's over 1,500 sites have been bombed. It's probably closer to 2,000 now. And they say we've hit more than 1,500 sites in Gaza, and these were all the bases, and these were all the locations where the Hamas leadership and the Hamas military and organization was going on. So let me get this straight. You have such an advanced intelligence network that you already knew where Hamas was operating. You already knew all of their locations, all of their bases, all of their leadership, but you didn't know when they were about to attack your country? And magically your defense system gets hacked and shut down? And now you get exactly the war you wanted afterwards? That's the official narrative? That's what I'm supposed to believe? And I'm supposed to say it's justified after what happened in Israel, that it's justified that the Israeli Defense Forces are now just going to flatten Gaza and destroy over 1,500 buildings that they say is, they know that's where the Hamas leadership was. But bombing the entire city, that's the good move, with innocent civilians dying there too. Children, by the way. Those people don't get humanized. Those people are not victims, though. That's what I'm supposed to believe. That's what the official narrative is. And that's what I'm supposed to believe here today. And that's what I'm supposed to report to you. If I'm a member of the mainstream press. If I'm an official member of the mainstream press, that's the official narrative. The Israeli Defense Forces and security state was hacked, and that's why there was the failure. And even though Israeli intelligence knew where all the Hamas leadership was the entire time, they just decided not to act and had no idea the attack was coming and decided to completely level the Gaza Strip instead in the aftermath. But it's all justified because of what you saw in Israel last weekend. Sorry, doesn't fly with me. Doesn't fly here. Doesn't pass the smell test. And that's what I see, and that's what I witness. But okay. We can get into how other countries are now getting drug into this war, how there's airstrikes going on in multiple different nations now. I can get into all the confirmed war propaganda that we now have confirmed that got shared to draw an emotional response out of you and call for the genocide of a complete population. So, but where does that go on the moral scale? Where does that go on the universal karma scale? If you call for genocide of a country, but then somebody calls for a genocide of you, how does that work? And if the laws of fairness apply here, and atrocities of war and war crimes mean that you should genocide an entire nation, well, gee, where does that put the United States of America on the map? Are you sure that's the logic you want to play out here? And again, I ask the question, if supporting Israel at all costs means World War III, if supporting Israel at all costs means that you get nuked in the United States of America, do you still want to support Israel at all costs? I'm wondering if people have never played the game of chess. Because when you play chess, you understand, you have to analyze moves. If I move here, what's the next move that's going to be made? Are they going to be able to take my queen? Are they going to be able to put me in checkmate? Are they going to be able to take my rook? Are they going to be able to trap me over here? You have to consider every move has an equal and opposite potential move to it. So if you support Israel at all costs and that leads to nuclear war or World War III, do you still want to support Israel at all costs? Oh, don't ask that. Don't think free-mindedly here. No. We got to be under mind control and brainwashed.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globals were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And
Hey, just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
American death toll in Israel rises to 22. We're going to have more information on that. And again, the war propaganda being shared just continues. People sharing videos, which is ironic in a way. They're sharing videos of people faking death in war. Like, you've seen it yourself. There's 10 people in a body bag, and then the camera stopped rolling, and a guy opens his body bag up, whips out a cigarette, starts smoking. There's another one where it's guys carrying a supposed dead body from the rubble, and then an air raid siren goes off, and they drop him, and the dead guy rises from the dead and runs away to get to cover. And these are all old videos, by the way. These are all old videos that are getting shared, and they're saying, look at what Hamas is doing. And it's videos from 4, 5, 10 years ago. There's another video going around. I don't know if it's, again, I don't show you any of these videos. I've made the conscious decision not to show you any of these videos because it's just all war propaganda. But there's a video going around of bodies burned alive in a vehicle, and they're saying, look, this is what Hamas did. Look, they won't show you the videos of Gaza's cities crumbled on top of innocent families and civilians, but okay. And they say, look, this vehicle, they were burned alive. Well, you do realize that a month ago, Americans were burned alive in their cars in Maui because the government didn't let them leave? Do we remember that? See, but there's no war that follows for that. There's no big giant war. There's no big war propaganda. There's no big war profiteering. There's no big military industrial complex or religious fanaticism that you can draw from that. So the people that burned alive in their cars in Maui because government told them, no, you can't leave, as they let the city burn down, hey, let's not make a big deal out of that. But I'm going to stop waxing here, and I'm going to go into the news here and other videos, I promise. So let's start. I haven't heard much about this until I saw it today on the Gateway Pundit. Evil Hamas mastermind behind the Israeli terrorist attack revealed, and his dark message before the Iranian-backed assault. An AFP report has revealed the Hamas version of Osama bin Laden and the dark message he left for his followers just before the attack on Israel. That's funny that they say Osama bin Laden. Remember what he was used for. The mainstream media is now reporting that the man responsible for planning the terroristic genocidal slaughter in Israel is a one-armed, one-legged maniac who goes by Mohammed Diyef, according to the Financial Review. He has been nicknamed the cat with nine lives because he's dodged numerous Israeli attempts on his life. The New York Post reports Mohammed Diyef is actually the nom de guerre of Mohammed Diab Ibrahim al-Masri, and he is the head of the military wing of Hamas. And so the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have named him the architect of a wave of suicide bombings, including a mass surge in 1996 that killed more than 50 civilians. Just before the horrific assault on the Jewish state, the wheelchair-bound Diyef delivered this dark radio message, quote, in light of the continuing crimes against our people, in light of the orgy of occupation and its denial of international laws and resolutions, and in light of American and Western support, we've decided to put an end to all of this so that the enemy understands that he can no longer revel without being held to account. And this was the message that got sent to eventually the Hamas ground fighters that carried out the attack. But the Israeli intelligence community had no idea it was coming, guys. They had no idea. According to reports, Iran was funding and helped organize the deadly assault in Israel by Hamas, even though Iran is also denying it. Makhimar Abuzadeh, a professor of politics at Al-Azhar University in Gaza, told the Financial Review that the attacks could turn Diyef into a god for the young. Now, I don't want to get too geopolitically wonky into this, but we covered those geopolitical issues with Joel Skousen and Dr. Francis Boyle yesterday. Really incredible interviews, incredible information, very informative. Because I know a lot of people don't like to think this way, but there are two sides to this issue, believe it or not. And Israel has another target. Secretive Hamas commander known as the Guest is Israel's prime target. So they have their target, and they say they know where Hamas operates out of in the Gaza Strip, so they blow the whole thing up, and that's good, that's justified. But they had that intelligence, and then somehow they didn't know the attacks were coming. They had that intelligence, but instead of going in and removing them with their advanced military forces and special operations forces, they decided to just level the entire city. And that's all good. Israeli official calls for doomsday nuclear missile option. Jeez, what is this, a suicide pact? What is this, a suicide pact? My way or you all die? Sound familiar? My way or I blow you all up. Sound familiar? So at all costs, but if we don't have it our way, blow the planet up. At all costs. We lose, we blow up the planet. At all costs. At all costs. Now, I'm going to get into some of the other war propaganda here. Now, the videos are resurfacing, and we played the compilation yesterday. Trump warned Biden's Iran deal would have deadly consequences, and now that's been proven accurate. 22 Americans dead, in fact, on top of all the Israelis that have been killed, and now all the Palestinians that have been killed. The numbers have got to be probably over 3,000 at this point on all sides. But here was the propaganda against Donald Trump, the peace president. Here was the propaganda against him in clip 21.
President Trump's foreign policy, you've alluded to this during the conversation, the tweets, the United States has never been this close to nuclear war. Do you agree with him?
Yeah.
They would not trust Donald Trump with the nuclear codes or to have his finger on the nuclear button.
Donald Trump could lead America into nuclear war on a whim.
President Trump could put the nation on the path to World War III, and that the president's tweets have in some instances undermined American diplomacy.
Because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his skin.
That the president's actions are endangering the country and his threats to other nations could lead to another world war.
This is not a business deal. This is not who builds the next skyscraper.
The Middle East in flames. Israel has formally declared war after that unprecedented multi-pronged terror attack from Hamas. Several Americans are now confirmed to be among the dead.
Americans, as you just reported, are at risk. They're among the casualties in the Israel attack.
This morning, Israel under attack. Palestinian militant group Hamas launching a massive, unprecedented military operation.
The same country that's been chanting death to Israel and death to America for 40 years just executed the most deadly attack on the Jewish state since the Holocaust.
Now imagine the same people that told you Trump would get you into World War III, now all of a sudden they're being honest with you. The same people that have lied to you for your entire lives, now you believe what they're saying about what's going on in the Middle East. But, oh, Trump's going to get us into World War III. And then what happens? As soon as Trump gets out of office, the war in Ukraine kicks back up. As soon as Trump gets out of office, the war in the Middle East kicks up with Israel and Palestine. What's next? The Yemen ceasefire that lasted from when Trump was in office. Remember, Trump had the Abraham Accords. And then John Kirby, who's going to be addressing the nation here in about 20 minutes, cries on TV, not because he's sad it happened. He's crying on TV because he knows that it was his foreign policy with the Biden administration that led to this. He's caught. That's why he cried.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War propaganda, and I've been watching this phenomenon happen for, well, the entirety of time since the first Hamas attack on Israel happened, and I had this pop up on my newsfeed that I was scrolling during the break from Jackson Hinkle here, and it's just the perfect example. Jamie Lee Curtis shares a photo here of what she believes is Israeli children under fire and bombings from Hamas, but as soon as she finds out that it's Palestinian children under fire from Israel, she deletes the post and the humanization is gone. Isn't that amazing? So again, folks, if innocent children suffering on one side of the equation is bad, then it should be bad on the other side too. So why isn't it? Why is Jamie Lee Curtis upset when she thinks that those are Jewish children, but then deletes the post and does not care when she finds out they're Palestinian children? Just a perfect example. I'm glad Jackson Hinkle caught that. And there's so many other examples, by the way. Let's start to look at some of this. Mother of Shani Look says her daughter is still alive. And so you may remember it's this Instagram model girl, and there's other debates about what she may be in IDF. I think everybody has to serve at some point in Israel, so I'm sure she was. But she was at the concert, and she was on video dancing. And then the reports came out that she was kidnapped and raped and murdered. And there were videos going around that it would appear that it was a dead body. I mean, the body was mangled, had a bullet wound in its head. But, you know, it's a good-looking girl. It's an Instagram model, and so it gets all the attention. Everybody feels bad about that and likes to go look at the photos and her dancing and everything. And they humanize that, and she's dead. And then, oh, it turns out that she's not even dead. Yeah, and the crew points this out. I didn't even want to get into the conspiracy theories involving her posts and other past activities of people thinking the whole thing is a false flag or whatever. I'm not going down that road. It's out there. It's fine. I just don't want to promote it. I don't necessarily believe it. But here's what I know. She becomes one of the leading faces humanizing the attacks at the concert. And then we see the videos of everything, and then she's dead. And then it turns out her mother says, oh, no, she's still alive, actually. And why is it always her? I mean, there were a bunch of people that got murdered at that concert, but she's the one that we all have the story of. She's the one with all the videos and everything. So it's tragic for all of them, but you got to ask questions. There's war propaganda. Sorry that she and her family finds themselves in the middle of it for whatever reason, but that's just the case. We're told she was raped and murdered. Then it turns out she's in a hospital in Gaza being taken care of. It's kind of like there was this other video going around with a young girl, and it was being reported that she was reporting the atrocities as a Jewish girl in Israel and the atrocities that are being done to her. And then it turns out she was Palestinian. And I saw everybody sharing the videos when they thought that she was an Israeli. And then when it turned out she was Palestinian, they stopped sharing her videos. Just like Jamie Lee Curtis. Los Angeles Times retracts allegations of Hamas rapes. Such reports have not been substantiated. Amazing, but they reported them anyway. There's an ongoing debate about the whole beheading story that was the top news story yesterday. Were they retract that too? Is that the next babies in incubators? Is that the next babies getting bayoneted? Fake news CNN accused of staging wartime reporting in Israel. You know, this is tough. Because I have to respect what journalists do going into war zones. As a journalist myself, and while I've never gone into a war zone, I've covered some pretty amazing stuff as far as I've been on the streets for riots, I've been in the middle of riots, I've been in the middle of with flashbangs and everything going off with cops, covered hurricanes, but I've never covered a war, but I respect that. I respect journalists that go cover that. That's serious business. So I don't want to be disrespectful of this, but we do know CNN has a history of lying about this stuff, by the way. And it seems kind of ridiculous with this CNN crew laying on the ground doing news reports. And so I couldn't help but be reminded, again, just like the babies in incubators, see, we have a memory here, and past is prologue, and if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. And so people are analyzing this video, and they're saying, look, CNN faking more war here. But do you remember Charles Jaco on CNN in the 90s, also at CNN, pretending to be in a war zone when he was in a CNN basement? Here's a little refresher for you.
CD, if you need to take cover, I noticed that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so. If you are able... If you are able to take a question, did you think that this possible threat would be over because it is now morning there? It's what, just after 6 o'clock in the morning?
The whole thing is everyone assumed that the threat would be over because it was early morning. But the thing about Saddam Hussein is that he has never done the expected. And right now we have, once again been surprised with the unexpected, an air raid of an apparent attack, although we can't say what the outgoing missiles hit, at approximately 20 after 7 in the morning Saudi Arabian time. The crowd, the lights say
this was CNN in the 90s. It was like they were doing a dry run, but they just did it live. What an embarrassment. And now they're both confused. Like, wait, were we wearing gas masks or helmets? Or here, let me just take this off. I look like an idiot.
was usually a rocket of cordite, some sort of burning. We just heard a little funk just then. But I have to apologize for that. I caught a whiff of something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced military.
The top 10 things about Saudi Arabia. Maybe we can shorten the list to 5.
Oh, God. Geopolitics by Dan Quayle.
Je suis un
shows that they're in a studio now.
Woof.
Woof.
Woof. Oh, I love this country so much.
You guys just don't have a clue.
Well, Cheryl, it was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia. Where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia, there was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now. Hi, Atlanta. We're about to have a short course in missile identification. This is a Scud. You can tell it by its distinctive label. Now, when the missile is launched, the first thing you look for is the plume sticking out behind it. Now, when you detect this, you can tell it's been launched. Thank you.
See the graffiti on it?
Yeah, show me graffiti.
Larry King show or bust. Look at this.
I can't believe that.
So there you go. Oh, yeah, but they're under a missile attack. They're under a Scud attack. They're under a chemical weapons attack there at CNN. So they're known for faking stuff. They're known for war propaganda. And now people are accusing Clarissa Ward and this CNN reporter here doing the same thing. Again, I'm not going to be the one that hones in on this. Other people are doing the research and asking the questions. But we know CNN has a history of doing this. We know CNN has a history of faking reports, faking in-the-field reports, faking wartime reports. And so, yeah, I mean, if you work for CNN, people are going to question everything you do, and rightfully so. And when you're on the ground like that doing a report, quite frankly, you just look ridiculous. There's just a bit of a, you know, kind of like Charles Jaco there with the gas mask and the fake thing, everything going on. Now, it's interesting, though, because now Elon Musk is under attack for this. Europe gives Musk 24 hours to respond about Israel-Hamas war, misinformation on X. But there's all kinds of misinformation, but this is not even about that. This is about stopping free speech on X. And so Elon Musk responded. Elon Musk demands EU list the violations after it threatens to block X for disinformation. Folks, every Elon Musk company is now under scrutiny by the Biden administration. SpaceX, Tesla, and X. Every single one. Why? Because he's pro-free speech and he's pro-human. So this is about, because here's the thing. Twitter or X is basically the last bastion on social media where you can actually get like 95% free speech and get good information. So they have to shut it down.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.